The purpose of this course is to teach coaches, healthcare professionals, and sports professionals the basics of sports nutrition. Nutrition in an athletic setting is different from regular nutrition in that there are special needs for the various kinds of both amateur and professional athletes. Their dietary needs are unique to the types of exercise they do and are set apart from the nutritional needs of the average sedentary individual. This course will discuss the various nutrients as they apply to the athlete and the nutritional issues facing today's athlete. The focus of Chapter 1 in the course is protein intake in sports. Athletes tend to gravitate toward eating high-protein diets to build muscle mass. However, there are more functions of proteins in the athletic body. In this chapter, we will talk about the building blocks of proteins, what proteins do, what foods contain protein, and how much protein the athlete really needs to take in. Proteins have a unique role in sports nutrition, which is part of what this chapter involves. Chapter 2 in the course is about fats and fat consumption in athletics. There are several kinds of fats, some of which are actually healthy for you, while others, such as trans fats, are not considered healthy and should be avoided. In this chapter, you'll learn about the different fats that can be consumed, the normal levels of fats in the bloodstream, and how fats are digested. Foods that contain fats can contain healthy fat or unhealthy fat. The fat recommendations before, during, and after a workout will be covered in this chapter. The discussion in Chapter 3 of the course involves carbohydrates, another of the macronutrients the body needs. We will talk about the different types of carbohydrates an athlete can consume and how carbohydrates are digested. And you'll learn about the glycemic index when it comes to carbohydrates. Athletes often use carbohydrates as a source of fuel before exercise. The recommended amount of carbs necessary before, during, and after a workout are also covered as part of this chapter. Chapter 4 of the course examines vitamins and health. Vitamins are organic compounds the body needs in very small quantities in order to perform normal bodily functions. As you will see, there are 13 known vitamins the body needs, some of which are water-soluble and others that are fat-soluble. There are diseases associated with different vitamin deficiencies. While there are supplements that contain vitamins, most of the vitamins a person needs should come from food consumption. Chapter 5 in the course covers the major and trace minerals and their significance in health and disease. There are 6 major minerals that are found in large quantities, both inside and outside the cells. The functions of these minerals in the body, as well as what happens when these minerals are deficient, are discussed in this chapter. There are several trace minerals that are not found in large quantities in the body, but are just as important to health. These are also covered in this chapter. The purpose of Chapter 6 is to understand the role that water plays in health and exercise. Water is crucial to life and has numerous health benefits. It is especially critical to athletic performance. Both dehydration and overhydration are discussed as part of this chapter. The recommendations for how much liquid or water to drink before exercising, during exercise, and after exercise are included in the chapter. Chapter 7 in the course covers basic nutritional guidelines for individuals, including athletes. It talks about nutrition labels, which is something that every consumer should know about and understand. The recommended daily allowances for important nutrients are covered, as well as the U.S. government's MyPlate program. The special nutritional needs for athletes with diabetes are also covered in this chapter. Chapter 8 in the course examines what happens cellularly in the act of exercising. There will be a discussion on how exercise works on both global and cellular levels for different types of exercise, including anaerobic and aerobic exercise. How the cell works in exercise and in general is discussed for an understanding of how nutrients get transferred into energy and how they are metabolized on a cellular level. The focus of Chapter 9 in the course is the effects of exercise on calorie consumption. Most athletes recognize that they are burning more calories by exercising versus not exercising. Some people use those calories to build muscle, while others focus on using calories burned in exercise for weight loss. What isn't well understood by athletes is how many calories get burned by doing certain types of exercises. Fortunately, there are lists a person can use that estimate the calories burned per hour of activity. Chapter 10 in the course covers the broad category of nutritional or dietary supplements, with a special focus on nutritional supplements used in sporting activities.